relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
When you heard that bass guitar riff, you knew it was time to listen, because Rush Limbaugh was about to start his show. A man who changed America for the better. A man that made this show and all successful talk radio possible. A man who has left us far too early. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting across the nation to hundreds of stations, millions of listeners, live streaming as well. Here is the statement of the 45th President of the United States. The great Rush Limbaugh has passed away to a better place, free from physical pain and hostility. His honor, courage, strength, and loyalty will never be replaced. Rush was a patriot, a defender of liberty, and someone who believed in all of the greatness our country stands for. Rush was a friend to myself and millions of Americans, a guiding light with the ability to see the truth and paint vivid pictures over the airwaves. Melania and I express our deepest condolences to his wonderful wife, Catherine, his family, and all of his dedicated fans. He will be missed greatly. Today, we will be paying tribute to Rush Limbaugh with my Salem colleagues, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, out in California, Jennifer Horn, and, if God is good, God willing, we will be connecting to the 45th President of the United States as well. But first, a man who reeled me in to radio. I had been a listener for more than 40 years. He made this show possible. A man who knows more about radio than anybody else. Salem's own Phil Boyce. Phil, welcome to America First.
Chuck, thank you for that very kind introduction. I'm honored to be on today, even though I'm saddened to be on, for the reason that we have to talk about this. But we want to talk about it because Rush was a game changer. He was single-handedly responsible for talk radio becoming what it has become. And some predict that with Rush's loss, that talk radio will also be in demise. I don't think that's true at all. I think talk radio will be his legacy. He created this format, and it's not like anybody has to be like him. There isn't anybody like him. He was unique. He failed many times before he found talk radio. People who don't know this knew that he was a disc jockey on AM rock radio and was fired 7 times before he finally became a talk show host. And he was fired, I think, because he wanted to talk and they wanted him to play records. And he didn't want to do that. And of course, he was his own man, so he didn't really take much direction. But he was very humble. I got a chance to know him because I was the PD of WABC.
Right. So this is the story shared with me this morning when we heard the sad news. So if there is a big name in radio, it doesn't matter who it is, Levin, Hannity, just pick a name. It's Phil Boyce who found them, the vice president at Salem, and who put them on the track to their success. So share with our millions of listeners right now that story about this guy you heard on the radio back in the 1980s.
Yeah, it was 1988, and I was news director of KHOW, a radio station in Denver, and I did the morning news, and then about noon I was heading home. I heard him coming out of the speaker on KOA, another station in town. I can remember where I was and what I was doing. I was driving by the Wilshire Hills Golf Course, and I hear this guy that just electrified the radio. And I immediately turned around and drove back to the radio station and went into the general manager's office and said, "You've got to turn this on. There's a guy on KOA right now that we need to grab. I understand he's available. They're just using him as a substitute until the regular guy gets back." And so we turned it on. We listened for about an hour, and the GM said, "Yeah, you're right. Let's get this guy." Well, we were owned by a company called Viacom, so we had to call Viacom management. The president of Viacom was a guy named Bill Figenshu. And he said, "Look, I was Rush Limbaugh's roommate a few years ago when we were both jocks on KQV in Pittsburgh, which was an AM rocker." So Rush was a jock on KQV. His name was Jeff Christie. He wasn't known as Rush Limbaugh. A lot of jocks in those days used fake names. So
Rush's disc jockey name was Jeff Christie.
That's right. And so they were roommates together. And Bill Figenshu said, "Look, this guy isn't anything. He's just an old jock. He was a slob when he was my roommate. He left pizza half-eaten, sitting around in boxes around the apartment, and I had to clean it up. No, you can't put him on. That's not going to work." Well, guess what happened? Bill Figenshu, of course, probably always regretted not picking up Rush when he could have. But Rush became the biggest thing in talk radio. He revolutionized the format, and we know him today because of that.
But what was it when you heard that voice in 1989? What was it that told Phil Boyce, "Boom, this guy has to be signed now"? Explain Rush's unique talent.
I think the unique talent he had was the ability to express what we, as listeners, were already thinking. He was saying it before we were even thinking it. And it's like you listen to what he said and how he explained things, the entertaining and informative way that he explained complicated things that were going on in the country, and you were like, "Eureka, this is it. I get it now. I understand." And he was such an educator. You know, talk radio listeners want to learn and understand what to think about the complicated issues of the day. Here's Rush Limbaugh, who was like the best college professor you ever had, who, if even if you had an 8 a.m. lecture in the morning, you wouldn't sleep through it because you wanted to hear what this guy had to say. He was invigorating, and he was challenging and exciting, and he created this term, ditto heads. There were ditto heads all over the country. He created Rush rooms. Restaurants would actually open up and play Rush's show while he was on the air. so that people could go in there and eat their lunch and listen to Rush at the same time. The amount of affection that people had for him was enormous, and pretty soon stations that picked him up started to see listeners, and they started to succeed. And then other hosts would sort of become before him or after him, and they would build stations around him, and he revolutionized AM talk radio. It was a dying medium in 1988 when he came on board, and he revolutionized. It's just an amazing thing that he did. And, you know, people say, well, talk radio will be over now that Rush is dying or has died. No, it won't. He's left a lasting legacy of thousands, millions of listeners who will now always remember the first time that they heard Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, absolutely incredible contribution to the culture of the United States. I think radio, if our experience here at America First in the last 2 years has been anything to go by, radio goes from strength to strength, but we owe such an inestimable debt of gratitude to the man who made it possible. We've been talking to the vice president of Salem Radio, Phil Boyce. I'm Sebastian Gorka. We will be taking your calls, paying tribute to Rush Limbaugh throughout the day, and talking to the 45th president of the United States here from the ReliefFactor.com studios just outside the insalubrious swamp that is Washington, D.C. If you would like to share your personal histories of what Rush Limbaugh has meant to you, call us on 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That's 833-334-6752. Megadiddos forever.
Sebastian, well, listen to him. He's with us.
It's been tough in the last few months since Rush Limbaugh announced the severity of his cancer. And he would be on these treatment weeks where he'd take a week off, he'd have a guest host, but then he'd come back into the studio, and you'd tune in, you'd want to check whether he was in studio or whether somebody else was sitting in for him, Mark Stein or somebody else, and you'd hear that riff, you'd hear that Rush music come in. And this morning, I was prepping for the show, and I tuned in at 12. And it was a voice that I hadn't heard before. It was a female voice. And it was his wife, Catherine. And this is when she shared the news. Let's listen to Rush's muse, Catherine Limbaugh, from this morning. Audio Cut 13.
From today on, there will be a tremendous void in our lives and, of course, on the radio. Rush loved our miraculous country beyond measure. An unwavering patriot. He loved our United States military, our flag, our Constitution, our founding fathers. He proudly fought and defended conservative values in a way that no one else can. Rush often stood up and took arrows on his own because he knew it was the right thing to do. Rush encouraged so many of us to think for ourselves, to learn, and to lead. He often said it did not matter where you started or what you look like. As Americans, we all have endless opportunities like nowhere else in the world. Rush gave us hope that through hard work and determination, we can overcome the obstacles in our lives and be our best. Many of you started small businesses or pursued personal dreams because Rush gave you the faith that you could. he made the most complex issues simple to understand, while making that level of genius look easy. It most certainly was anything but easy. Irreplaceable, remarkable talent. On behalf of the Limbaugh family, I would personally like to thank each and every one of you who prayed for Rush and inspired him to keep going. You rallied around Rush and lifted him up when he needed you the most. I am certain, without a shadow of a doubt, if he could be here today, he would be. He loved you, and he loved this radio program with every part of his being.
Catherine Limbaugh, with the news today that we have lost, as she put it so well, an irreplaceable, remarkable talent, her husband. Let's go to your calls. What does this mean to you? What did Rush Limbaugh mean to you? Let's go to our good friend in California, Ray from Livermore, line five.
Thank you. Thank you for what you're doing today, Dr. G. I really appreciate it. Rush was like a big brother, like an adopted dad to a guy who lost his dad at 10. I'm talking to you right now on a Rush iPhone that he gave me in 2017.
How did you do that? I want to know, how did you get one of Rush's vaunted iPhones?
I put in a call talking about President Trump, and I actually made it to his website. The transcript of my call is still memorialized on Rush's website, and he was kind enough to give me and 130 other people iPhone 7s. These were $1,000 phones. This man didn't have to do this,
right,
but he did it because he loved his audience, and his audience loves him. And there's so many more stories like this. He gave a bunch of gifts to my daughter who read the Rush Revere series, and all we did was contact him through the website, or I'd call in his show, and he would send over bundles of stuff, unsolicited, just as a thank you. And he was such a giving soul and just a wonderful national treasure.
Yes.
And he's going to be missed.
No, that is the way to put it. That is the way to put it, national treasure. And to your point, Ray, so a friend of ours who's been on the show, he's a comic book artist, a great, great guy, great American, Brett Smith, just texted me this today. It's like losing a good friend. That man has been in my home every weekday for nearly 25 years. Even though you never met the man, you had a friendship with him, correct, Ray?
Yes, sir. I felt that I knew him. And like meeting you when we met a few years ago in San Jose, I dreamed someday that I would meet Rush, just to shake his hand. That's it, just to tell him thank you. He's just made such a difference, I think, in my life and many other people's lives. It's, you know, the left would say, well, he just told you how to think. You're just a robot. No, he didn't. He helps us clarify our thoughts. Yeah. He helps us challenge our thought process, what we think and why we think it. And I was a conservative before I knew I was a conservative. Rush Limbaugh helped me find that.
Yeah. I think I only met him once. Thank you, Ray. Maybe we were, you know, in green rooms together. But the only time I spoke to Rush Limbaugh, I think it was 2 years ago at the White House Christmas party. Yeah, 2 years ago. And it's the funniest thing. This is probably, outside of the president, the most famous person I know or could even bump into. And I'm there with my wife, and we go into the beautiful, beautiful, the diplomatic room where most of the Medal of Honor events are done. And it's decked out. There's food, there's waiters, there's the Christmas trees, the decorations. And standing by himself in the corner of the room is Rush Limbaugh. I couldn't believe it. And it's exactly what you just heard from Phil at Salem. In private life, he was so meek, so mild. I went up to him. I just said hi. We'd emailed back and forth in the past. He wrote a blurb for one of my books, never met me, knew who I was so kind to endorse, I think, my first book. And then I went up to him just to thank him in person for having done that. And he was so self-effacing. No, none of the, I'm so important, I'm famous, I have 30 million listeners.
just a regular guy, just a regular American. And I think that is a large part of why so many loved him. Yes, the evil, evil radical leftists are filling social media, foul things that even I've been sent today. But this man was a font of love. Love for everything that is good, is wholesome. Everything around which this nation was founded. We're talking about El Rushbo, Rush Limbaugh. Let's pray for his soul. It's Ash Wednesday. And give his loved ones strength. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome back, dear friends. A sad day, but remember, what did Rush Limbaugh teach us? Happy warriors. He is so much in the mold of the great Ronald Reagan to teach us to be happy warriors and to be fueled by love. Let's talk to our team. Let's talk to the best producer in the biz, Mr. G. Jeff, are you there?
Yes, I am.
You're a radio hound, aren't you? You've been supping at the mother milk of radio for years, correct?
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit, okay. What did Rush Limbaugh mean to you? What was special about him, in your estimation? Because you're behind the scenes making it all happen. Give us your professional analysis.
He broke it down, and before he got into this, he was an average guy. And I think he had that perspective of not this guy that's, you know, really into the policy, even though he knew that type of stuff. He could break it down and explain it. And he was funny, too.
Yeah, good sense of humor. Good sense of humor. But unique. His capacity. I mean, for me, he connected stuff that other people didn't see. He just looked at stuff differently, correct?
Yes, and he predicted things. He was way out in front and stuff. And he loved annoying liberals.
And that's the metric. The more they hated him, the more we knew he was succeeding. Thank you, Jeff. Yes, completely a unique talent that made shows like this one possible. Let's go to our good friend in Maryland, Silver Spring, Victor, line 4.
Hey, I was really sad to hear the news today. Rush meant everything to me. I found him in 1988 while I was DXing and found him on a distant station, and then a local station picked him up. I loved his sense of humor, and I made a point to listen to him, which drove my former wife absolutely crazy. And she gave me an ultimatum, either him or her.
Uh-oh.
In the marriage.
Uh-oh.
I picked Rush Limbaugh. And I happened to mention this on Morning Journal and told Ann Coulter about me getting divorced because of listening to Rush. Rush played the clips of me on C-SPAN, from C-SPAN, and said, I love to talk to this guy. I got through to him and told him. He said, how long were you married to her? And I said, 22 years. And he started laughing, 22 years. I told him a little bit about my blindness and everything and how she got mad when her cousin came over and brailed the washer and the dryer and the other appliances so I could use them independent of her. And then about a year later, I called him and I said, I met a woman and she's a ditto head. And he started laughing. He said, well, good for you.
The rest is history. I want to know why my callers, my listeners, are getting iPhones from Rush Limbaugh, are getting Rush Limbaugh to pay clips of them from C-SPAN. Congratulations, Victor. Of course, because we have the best callers. Let's go to somebody who's a new ditto head, or relatively new, not like Victor or Ray. Andrew in Chicago, line two. Welcome, Andrew.
Hey, Sebastian. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure. So how long have you been a Rush listener?
Probably 2.5 or 3 years.
And you said you told a story about hearing that guitar riff at the beginning, right? In the last few months?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, even after Rush's diagnosis last January, like, I would tune into the show to, you know, to see if he was back. And the bass line would play. I would be tuning in. I would wait for someone to say something, whether it be a guest host like Mark Stein, Todd Herman, whoever was filling in. And then I remember it must have been in the middle of the week or something, and I hear Rush's voice come on. And I just remember giving the biggest fist pump that I could, because it just felt like a victory, you know? And it was just a great welcome back, because he was back. It was so good to hear his voice.
Why? Why was it hearing Rush's voice that made you pump the air?
Well, because I think we all know someone who's been affected by cancer, and him getting stage 4 lung cancer, I believe it was. And, you know, that's not an easy thing to come back from. And for him to do a 3-hour radio show the day that he came back, and to do it for many, many weeks and months after that, it just showed his strength and dedication to the show, to us, to the cause, and to this country.
Yeah, it's the fact that he was doing it right up till the bitter end is a testament to that man's dedication. I really appreciate that call, Andrew. Stay on the line. Let's send Andrew a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. This is a man who touched so many lives in America. And what we can do to pay tribute to him is to keep his spirit alive. We keep going on. What he wants is for us all to keep making America great again. Taking your calls, tributes to the great Rush Limbaugh here on 833-33-GORKA, 833-334-6752. We'll be joined by my syndicated colleagues, Mike Gallagher and Dennis Prager, also Jennifer Horn. Do not touch that dial. If you call us, please make sure that it's on a friendly phone. What do I mean by that? If you've got a cell phone with one of the big cell phone providers, you are helping cancel culture. Did you know that? At the end of the month, when you pay your bill, if you're with one of the big providers, they're going to fund things like Planned Parenthood, even Democrat candidates, and anti-Second Amendment organizations. Switch today. You can keep your old number, but join the only conservative Christian cell phone company. It's called Patriot Mobile. They're going to give you massive discounts. They have a dependable nationwide 4G LTE network. First responders, veterans get the best deals, but you should join the good guys who support the causes you believe in. Call them today, 972-PATRIOT. Their U.S.-based team will make all the conversions you need. You can keep your number and get massive discounts using my name, PatriotMobile.com/GORKA. That's 972-PATRIOT, 972-728-7468, PatriotMobile.com/GORKA.
ReliefFactor.com studios. This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
So many of you want to pay tribute to Rush Limbaugh. We're going to try and get to all of you today. The call board is full. If anybody drops off, you can call us 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. If you want to text us, please go ahead. It's our patriotmobile.com. Text line 703-869-1262. That's 703-869-1262. I'm going to try and use social media less, because I'm just on it too much. But what I do like to do is engage with you, especially just
flame the liberals. I love doing that on social media. But I get lots of DMs, lots of texts, and one from Joseph. You know who you are, Joseph, on Facebook, sent me this. The country has just lost its strategic reserve, which is a military term. And my response is, no, no. Rush Limbaugh will remain an inspiration. Even after death, we will have with us his spirit, his message. We're going to play you some clips from his amazing CPAC speech later in the day. But here's a little clip from, this little quote that Breitbart posted very, very soon after the sad news. This is from Rush. It will never be time to give up on the United States. It will never be time to give up on yourself. Trust me, Rush Limbaugh. That attitude is our strategic reserve. We're going to go to your calls. Laurie's going to be next. But first, let's hear from Rush himself on the difference between the two camps. Audio cut 15. Play cut.
I have said, I don't know how many times, conservatism is an intellectual pursuit. And by that, I mean, liberalism's easy. Liberalism is the most gutless, easy choice you can. It's not even a choice. Liberalism is just, you feel it. And there's nothing hard about it at all. You don't even have to do anything. You just have to notice suffering and talk about how, and you're a great, big-hearted, compassionate person. You haven't done diddly squat about it. In fact, you may be even the cause of it. But you get all this credit for compassion and caring, but you don't have to do anything. And you don't ever have to propose solutions. No. Just the acknowledgement of the suffering alone makes you a good person. But here's the big difference. Conservatism, I believe, happens to be what happens when people behave according to a certain moral code, a certain sense of right and wrong, people that are accepting responsibility for themselves. And conservatism is what happens when you're a good citizen.
That is why he is so unique. What he just explained in simple terms is the difference between left and right. And really, the first half of that audio cut is what virtue signaling is. He explained it. We throw this phrase around, virtue signaling. They're just virtue signaling. What does it mean? It means that you just express sympathy. You say something is awful, but you don't do anything about it. It's lazy. It's easy. That's the left today. It's platitudes. It's empty. The right is about living according to a code, a faith, a system, a morality, not signaling to the world how great you are. That's why Rush Limbaugh was so great. Another great patriot who deserves our support right now is my friend Mike Lindell. They're trying to cancel him. You've heard the stories. The list grows every day of companies that are boycotting him and his products. Bed Bath & Beyond, The Shopping Channel, JCPenney's, Dollar General, Kroger's, and now CVS. Step up and send a message to the left. Go today and buy anything from Mike Lindell's incredible selection of more than 100 products. You'll get 60% if you use my name. Tell the left you will not allow them to unperson Mike Lindell. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A, or call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Send the hateful left a message today, especially. God bless you all. Let's go to Laurie in Pennsylvania. It's been too long, Laurie. Welcome back.
I love you, Dr. G. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
I love Rush Limbaugh. And thank you for doing this tribute. I just wanted to share, and I'm sure I'm not alone. I think this will apply to probably a lot of people in your audience. When I was a young person, my dad in the early 90s tried to get me to listen to Rush Limbaugh. I was living at the time in a former British Crown colony, now claimed by the People's Republic of China.
I have to ask you, how old were you, Lori, when your dad tried to inject that Rush influence into your life?
About 25.
Oh, gosh. That's such a tough thing to do. And what happened? Did you rebel? Did you reject it? Tell us the story.
Well, I was heavily under the influence of the BBC at the time.
Oh.
Because of where I live.
Yes, of course.
And
Hong
because
Kong.
Of with whom I associated all day, every day, 360 pretty much days a year. And I only saw my dad once every summer on holiday. Because you didn't just go back and forth
yes,
from Hong Kong on a daily basis, even back then. So I resisted. I continued to resist until I married my husband. And even then, it took him a couple of years to get me to listen to Rush. And I eventually did. This was about 2000. I would have been at the time characterized probably as a squishy moderate liberal. But I started to listen to Rush on my drive home on a Friday afternoon only, because that was the only time I got to leave work early. And I would listen to Rush. And I would have to concede about the time I was getting home after my long drive. I would be, the guy kind of makes a lot of sense.
And that's Rush's effect on millions. I love that story. Stay on the line. We're up against a hard break, but I want to say thank you offline to Lori. What a fabulous story. She just got to that place where she said, it just makes sense. And that's why we're here every single day, to give you a little bit of that feeling. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. More of your tributes, special clips, reminiscences of Rush Limbaugh here on America First from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works. How do I know that? Because I've lived it now for 2 years. I took Relief Factor and my lower back pain disappeared, which had plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. That's the story for tens of thousands of Americans, and it could be you. Just listen to Debron from Massachusetts. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I'm feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. Did you hear those words? My pain has gone. Don't you wish that you could tell that story? Find out today. Find out if Relief Factor could work for you. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. It'll be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Debron, and thousands of your fellow Americans. 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
We had so many other things to talk about, but we're not going to talk about them, because we're going to remember and we're going to celebrate the life of the great Rush Limbaugh. John, Long Beach, line one. Welcome, John.
Yes, hello, Dr. Gorka. This is your first ever caller calling you back.
Oh, my gosh. Is that true? Can we verify this? Our first ever caller?
I think it was it January 1st.
Is this only your second call?
Third time calling you back.
Gosh, you got to try harder, dude. It's been 2 years. Welcome back, John. Welcome back. So tell us.
Thank you.
Tell us about Rush.
Well, Rush defied logic. He quit college not because he didn't want to work or learn, because he just had such a passion for radio, and he knew what he wanted to do with his life, and he just felt like the college class would be conducive to that.
Right.
So he went on, and as it was mentioned, he was fired, I think, about 7 times.
Yes.
But it's amazing. He never gave up. He had, I believe, his grandfather and his father were both attorneys. And he was Rush Limbaugh III.
Yes.
And I believe they expected him to go in that same direction. And it was a shock that he quit college. He's not going to be an attorney. And yet he ends up, in essence, becoming America's defense attorney on the airwaves.
I love that.
I love that. Yes, I think it's Rush Hudson Limbaugh III. He didn't become a lawyer, but he became our defense attorney. I love it. Stay on the line, John. Will you ask, Jeff, will you ask him if he has all of our books? Because he's our first caller. That's crazy. If he doesn't, we've got to reward the man. Let's squeeze in. Let's go to Pittsburgh. Bill, line four, you had an interesting observation.
Hi, Dr. G. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, listen, before I start this, I just want to thank you for supporting our president, okay, the great Donald Trump.
Absolutely.
But I wanted to just point out one thing here, doctor, that, you know, the left has always tried to find a replacement for Rush or somebody that could kind of command him, and they never did, and they never will. But that right there is just to show you the greatness in the man that the left could never do it.
That is so correct. I mean, forget, you know, the decently successful left-wing radio shows. They just don't exist. They've got NPR, which we fund to the tune of $500 million. But there is no left-wing Rush Limbaugh. They tried. And because they're so full of bile, of hatred, of acid that eats them up on the inside, they'll never be able to do that. Why? Because Rush's motivation was love of this nation. And he became your friend over the airwaves. You had a relationship of trust with that man as you listened to him, as he explained things to you, things that you knew in your gut, but he expressed in ways that were just so on the money. Rest in peace, my friend. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network.